AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The G7 summit hasn't started yet in Britain, but President Biden got a chance to talk with Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
We affirmed the special relationship.
The president also talked about the need to fight the coronavirus pandemic globally.
This is about our responsibility, our humanitarian obligation to save as many lives as we can, and our responsibility to our values.
First Lady Jill Biden sent a message with her outfit. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
As the Bidens met with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his wife, Mrs. Biden was wearing a dark jacket with love embroidered on the back.
I think that we're bringing love from America.
President Biden has said his first trip is aimed at assuring allies America is back after his predecessor's go-it-alone approach. The First Lady's jacket immediately reminded White House watchers of a message on her predecessor's coat 3 years ago. On a visit to a Texas border town housing migrant kids, Melania Trump's jacket said, "I really don't care. Do you?" Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police say three people are dead after a shooting at a supermarket near West Palm Beach, Florida. Police also say the shooter is among the dead. Consumer prices jumped last month. The number of people filing claims for unemployment continued to drop. The FDA has approved extending the shelf life of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine to 4.5 months. Executions have been on hold in Arizona for 7 years, but in an attempted restart, the state refurbished its gas chamber, where the nation's last lethal gas execution was carried out more than 2 decades ago. Corrections officials in Arizona declined to say why they're restarting the gas chamber. 2 workers for the only palladium and platinum mining operation in the country have died in an underground incident, at a mine in Montana. This is AP News. President Biden is announcing a new investment in coronavirus vaccines.
1 year ago, the U.S. was the deadliest hotspot for COVID-19. The situation got so bad that the U.S. was forced to cancel the G7 summit that it was due to host. However, the nation has managed to successfully recover from the crisis, which is affecting the whole world. On his first overseas trip since taking office, President Biden will unveil plans for the U.S. to donate 500 million vaccine doses to the COVAX program, which will distribute the doses around the globe over the next year, on top of 80 million he has already pledged by the end of the month. The Global Alliance has so far distributed just 81 million doses, and parts of the world, particularly in Africa, remain vaccine deserts. Karen Chamas, London.
A dozen Jewish Democrats in the House are accusing Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar of likening the U.S. and Israel to Hamas and the Taliban and giving cover to terrorist groups. Omar calls them Islamophobic tropes. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.